Put it away, idiot. You want the locals to see you? This is 1876. They'd have a heart attack if they saw polyester, let alone that.
Sorry, just trying to get a trace on him.
How long have you known Thane?
Hard to tell in this job. Years?
Then you know as well as I do where he'll be.
In there?
In there. According to the landlord, Thane has hired a private room.
Sounds about right. Away from prying eyes. He has company.
Of course he does. On three. One, two... Javik Pyotr Thane, you're charged with being absent without leave and posing a serious risk to the time stream. And yet again, gross indecency.
Or as we call it in the time agency, a lazy Thursday. Hi, boss. As you can see, I'm so happy to see you.
You could have given me another 5 minutes. That's all I'm saying. A man can achieve a lot in 5 minutes.
One day, someone will scan the DNA of the human race and find most of it's yours.
Not just the human race. Right. I'm not a speciesist.
Oh, go and get yourself cleaned up. I'm sick of the sight of you.
Yes, Mum. So she's in a mood.
You went AWOL for a fortnight. What did you expect?
A fun holiday? Besides, what's a fortnight? I'm a time agent. I would have made up the time.
She'll fire you one day. Just you watch.
Nobody gets fired from the time agency. They just get dumped in the Cretaceous period and forgotten about.
As if anyone would dump you there. You'd end up in a relationship with a tyrannosaur and change the entirety of human evolution.
I like to keep the Paradox crews busy.
Running after you, stitching up your messes into tiny safe bubble universes. Javik Thane, creator of worlds. Where are you going?
Shower room. I have a fortnight's worth of 19th century to scrub off.
Shower room's this way.
Since when?
Since always. How drunk are you right now?
Just enough to actually consider doing some paperwork. Okay. I guess maybe it is this way.
Room for one more?
Hey! I'm not done in here! What? I can't hear you! Who's there?
Oh, man!
Help! Who's out there? Well, where are you? Come on, who was that? Who was it? If you got something to say, just say it.
Thane, put some damn clothes on and get in my office.
Boss, all right. Yeah, I'll be right there.
I won't stand for it, Thane. You're a liability.
One who's really good at his job.
When you're bothering to do it. And what was that just now? I'm booking you in for a drugs test.
Oh, please.
Well, I don't know, do I? It's not something most time agents feel the need to do, is it?
How often do you see Cranks or Limehouse screaming naked down the corridors?
Well, not often enough in Cranks' case. As for Limehouse, let's just count our blessings.
It's not funny.
Limehouse naked? I imagine it's terrifying.
Oh, shut up! I'm sick of the sound of your voice.
You're the one who called me in here. Was it just to stare at me?
I am docking your pay, and you're in a 15-day suspension. One single trip into the vortex, and I'll find a reason, any damned reason, to have you shot.
Are you sure you don't want to spank me while I'm in here?
Get out!
Computer, bring up open case files.
She didn't fire you then?
No chance. I'm the best they've got.
And so humble with it.
Know your worth, Krim. Know your worth. I'm suspended for 15 days for taking a fortnight off. Makes you wonder why they just didn't leave me there another 24 hours.
It's supposed to be a penalty, not a reward.
I can have fun anywhere if I can afford it. She's docking my pay, too.
Really?
I know. On the subject of which, computer, display recent salary data. What?
Is it bad?
They've robbed me retroactively. Chunks of my paycheck docked for the last 12 months. How is that fair? Wait a minute. The deductions aren't recent. They're all post-dated. How does that work? They've been taking a cut every month for a year.
It's probably just tax or something. Come on, let's get out of here.
I know what tax I'm paying. I think.
Yeah, right. I know what you're like. You never pay any attention to that sort of thing.
Life's too short for accounts. I like spending it, not counting it. This is like 10% of my wages siphoned off every month.
Come on, seriously, leave it for now. Let's just go for a drink. You can take it up with them when you're back from suspension.
Unbelievable. All right, fine. Twist my arm, a drink. But you're paying. I can't afford it. Since when was there a 113th floor?
What? There isn't.
There's a button right there.
You still drunk? It only goes up to 112.
Look, right... Oh, it's gone.
Of course it has. Javik, you know what the elevators in this place are like? Always inventing floors for the hell of it.
I'm telling you, there was a button right there for... Oh, look, forget it.
Place ID card on the sensor.
God, I hate these automated things. I miss Bramley.
There you go.
Bramley.
Wait, you remember, used to run security down here when we still employed warm bodies? Worked here since God was a boy.
Please speak into the voice recognition scanner.
Grim Polenza. Oh, Bramley. Yeah, I remember him. Nice guy.
I can't believe we're still running voice recognition either. How outdated is that? We're going to arrive at work one morning and find we've been infiltrated by rogue impressionists.
Please pass through the bioscan gate. Thank you. Have a productive day.
Oh, great. My turn.
Please place ID card on the sensor. Please speak into the voice recognition scanner.
Javik Piotr Thane.
Please pass through the bioscan gate.
Oh, what now?
We do not seem to have your biosignature on file. Please try again.
Not seem to have your bio... Come on! Today just hates me!
Thank you. Have a productive day.
Bring back Bradley!
Ah, I needed that. What's with today?
Karma? You're finally getting a taste of what a bad day feels like.
What's that supposed to mean? You think you're the only one who has a bad day?
I was making a joke.
Didn't sound like it.
Don't take it out on me.
Whoa.
I didn't mean anything by it. But tell the truth, though, you do get an easy ride. I mean, the rest of us mere mortals have to put up with our fair share of bad luck. Never seems to touch you, though, does it?
Whoa. You make your own luck.
Oh, really? Tell that to Fisher.
Who's he?
Who? My husband, Javik.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't believe you sometimes. Some friend, eh?
I'm sorry, all right. My head's all over the place today. How's he doing?
He's dying. Just the same as he was last month when I told you all about it.
Oh, come on, I thought you said the treatment was working.
It was. Is. I guess. But life extension isn't a miracle, you know. He's in the hospital every week, and if he misses a treatment, that's it. Meanwhile, I'm trying to keep up on the payments, because if I default just once, that's it. I'm a damn widower.
I'm sorry, I was just...
Caught up in yourself, as always.
Oh, come on, don't go. Look, I said I was sorry.
Yeah, and that always makes it just fine, doesn't it?
Well played, Javik.
He'll come round. He loves me.
Hey! Refill over here. Double, please. Today finally found its feet. Whoa.
Shame you didn't.
The sidewalk just wanted a hug.
And you'd hug anything in that state.
Even you, whoever you are. You fancy a drink?
No. You need to watch yourself.
Hey, it takes more than a few drinks to knock me.
I'm not talking about the drinks, you idiot. I'm talking about the time agency.
What?
They're not what you think. You're caught up in something here, something big. And you need to watch your back.
Hey, get away from me. Oh. Don't know who you are, pal, but keep your nose out of my business.
You had the dreams, yes?
Get lost!
How old do you think you are?
Lights! Oh, whoa, dim 50%. Whew. Ah,
better. That's better. And sleep.
Lights off.
Oh, I do. I really do.
Ah! Deeper. Take him deeper. I want him broken. I want him mine.
No!
Is
no,
he ready?
We need him to be ready. We need him to be ours.
That's it! More!
For the love of... Falling out of bed after a bad dream? What am I, six? Today can just go away now. Seriously. Enough. No! What part of suspended do you not understand? Alarm off.
Alarm off.
Oh, my head. Fine.
Let's kill this sickness with breakfast.
Morning!
Oh, what? How did you get in here?
If you're looking for your gun... Sorry, I took the precaution of helping myself before you woke up.
You're here to kill me, that's it.
Don't be stupid, I'm here to help.
By breaking into my apartment? How did you even do that? The lock's got alpha-level encryption, and I'm the only one who knows the code. You're good, I'll give you that.
It doesn't matter how I did it, doesn't matter who I am. All that matters right now is you. You should be able to go along with that, right? Listen, the time agency isn't what you think it is. It's corrupt, it's criminal.
Says the man who broke into my apartment.
I needed to talk to you. Someplace private, which this is. For now, at least. Hey, catch.
Listening device? You telling me this was here?
Along with five others. They're always listening. Never forget that. And in about 2 minutes, when they realize these have gone offline, they'll have picked you up on satellite audio just to make sure you're not up to something.
Why should I believe you? You could have brought this thing here yourself.
Fine. Let's start with baby steps. Go into the office.
I'm suspended.
Like you care. Go in there and grab an age test.
You know, I know how old I am.
Do you, though? That's the point. Take the test, and then we'll talk again. I'll just, I'll let myself out. Oh, and your gun's on the table in the hallway.
I am so changing that damn access code.
Warning!
Please place a D-card on the sensor.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Please speak to the voice recognition scanner.
Javik Pyotr Thane.
Please pass through the bio scan gate.
Well, I exist today. That's a good start.
Thank you. Have a productive day.
I wish. Oh, and no 113th floor. Good, even the elevator's behaving itself today. Hey, you! How's things?
Nightmare. We finally found Balthazar Frink.
6 months on the run? Oh, go Balthazar! Where was he?
You know how tracking has a problem with cold?
Yeah.
Apparently, so did he. So he climbed into his fridge 6 months ago and stayed there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nobody said Frink was a genius. So our one link to the Schubert Conclave is a little bit too dead to be of any use. We've also got a causal loop kicking off in the 16th century. The Paradox crew are trying to nip and tuck without losing Sir Francis Drake.
He's the guy who invented potatoes, right?
You're thinking of Sir Walter Raleigh.
Oh.
Though he didn't invent them. How can someone who knows so little succeed so much?
I was born amazing. It's genetic. Look, hold your ear to my hand. You can actually hear my DNA fizzing. And I brought you a Bakewell.
I'm gluten intolerant. You know this.
Oh, dear. But it was a really nice gesture, wasn't it? Kind?
You're the most awful human being I know.
And you adore me for it.
Why are you even here? You're suspended, remember?
I have no life. I missed you. I wanted to check something.
One of those is true. And you need me to help.
A little bit.
I don't see why you need me for this.
I'm suspended, remember? My ID still gets me into the building, but it won't operate equipment.
Fine. Go on then, stand on the plinth.
All right. Just a basic age test, that's all I need.
I really don't get the point. You know how old you are. I mean, you don't tell anyone else, but you know. It can get easy to lose track on this job. Time travelers have the worst jet lag in the world, but I don't believe for 1 minute
just you... press the button, will you, or we'll be a month older by the time we're through. Tentacles. All right. Look, let's have a look.
Well?
It's 2 years out.
It can't be.
You said it yourself, I know my own age, and according to the chronometer, I'm 2 years older than I should be.
But you can't be.
The chronometer doesn't lie, you know that. If it says that's how old I am, then that's how old I am. The point is, where did those 2 years go missing?
This is crazy. Let's just run the test again before you freak out about it.
What, freak out? Freak out! 2 years! 2 whole years of my life! They've been stolen from me! But freaking out is the last thing I plan on doing. You know me better than that. I'm gonna find out who did this. Then I'm gonna show them exactly what happens when you mess with Javik Pyotr Thane. Hello, Mom. Wondering if I could have a little chat.
You don't get to just burst in here. Nobody gets to do that.
It's about my missing 2 years.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Now, get out, or I promise you, however important you think you are, however irreplaceable, I will prove you wrong in a heartbeat. Understand?
Fine. Oh, and about my money.
20% has been docked from this month's pay. Get over it.
What about the rest?
I had decided you could keep it because I am a kind and generous woman. If you're still in my office in 3 seconds' time, however, I'll dock the whole month.
Oh, you're too good to me. So, how did that go?
As well as predicted. I think I'm one nasty meeting away from living in a cardboard box on the street.
You can only push her so far.
Me too! But I needed to see if she was rattled by it.
And was she?
No, I don't think so. So, have you got my time map?
Yep, I just sent it to your handheld.
Got it.
That's every vortex jump you've made in the last 12 months contemporaneous time. It shows you've clocked up 18 months personal time during that period.
Half my lifetime flitting around the vortex. I'll never get my head around that. I could work here 10 years and it would take me 15 years to do it. Wish they judged wages by personal time rather than office time.
Look at it the other way. You're getting great value on your monthly rent.
Still, it all checks out. There's no accounting for those 2 missing years.
You can't make a jump off the clock, you know that. If the 2 years were there, you'd see them and remember them.
Oh, there are ways of making a man forget. I bet there's a way to make a jump off the books, too. You hear stories.
I don't believe them. You can't even grab an extra 10 minutes for lunch without it showing up on tracking.
We'll see. These 2 years have gone somewhere. I've lived them. I may not remember doing it, but my body knows. At some point, I must have gone off the map and been running around unregistered.
Well, if you have, and I still can't see how, Shank will really come down on you. Doing a runner for a fortnight is one thing. 2 years? That's not something you get a suspension and a slapped wrist for. That's a custodial sentence you're looking at. And that's before we even know what you were up to.
Yeah, well, that's assuming I had a say in it.
You were taken out of time against your wishes. As defense strategies go, I can't see it gaining much traction. This is you we're talking about. Let's be honest, you've got form.
And what form? Don't worry your pretty little head about it. It's my problem. I'll handle it. Years. How dare they steal that from me? From me! Calm. All right. Whew. Don't let them see you lose it, Javik. 2 years. How can you lose? It's there again. Come on, then. Floor 113. Show me whether you exist or not. Top brass gym and canteen. In other words, 112th floor. Fine. Let's try this another way.
Oh! Music off! Would someone in security like to explain why I'm watching Agent Thane scaling the windows on floor 112?
Hey! Hey, boss! Elevator's broken!
Get off my damn building, Thane!
Yeah, about that. Don't suppose you can open the window!
Ugh.
Thanks, boys. Great muscles. Hello, Maglin. Do those guards work out or what? I mean, seriously, they're like boulders wrapped in cheap polyester. I don't know whether to run away from them or ask them for their phone number.
Be thankful I let security throw you out of the building from the ground floor. If I catch you in here again while you're on suspension, I'll have them do it from the roof. Understand?
Fully. I'm a reformed man. I've learned my lesson. I intend to spend the next 15 days behaving like a saint.
Just go away.
A saint with a drink, I think.
Well, come on then. Buy me a drink and talk to me.
If I drink enough, maybe I'll start to find your smugness tolerable. How did you know I'd be here?
I've just found out someone stole the 2 years of my life. I needed a drink, and I knew you'd expect to find me here. Two birds, one stone.
So, you're ready to talk now?
I'm ready to listen. To the only person I would even consider listening to.
And who's that?
Me. From the future.
What gave me away?
I'd recognize that thumb anywhere.
Fair enough.
So what's with the face?
A shimmer. I figured it was best not to walk around with your face.
Well, it does tend to draw attention, isn't that right, ladies? So, future me. Oh, wait, hang on. How far in the future?
Don't worry, a long, long way.
Don't worry? That's awful. Who wants to get old?
When you stay as good-looking as we do, you won't care.
So, you remember all this? This conversation? I mean, surely you have my memories.
No, I don't. Don't ask me how, but this whole period's a blank for me. Maybe this is a temporal flux point. The timeline's ready to reshuffle depending on what you do.
Fine. I hate this time stuff. Okay, so I'm 2 years out, and they've nicked a load of my wages.
Will you stop worrying about the money? You have bigger problems than that right now.
You know, I can multitask. So where have my 2 years gone? I mean, it's something to do with the time agency. I get that. And I mean, who else would have the technology to cover their tracks so well?
And who do you think runs the time agency?
Maglin Shank. Well, wait. No. There's a council above her, I guess. But I've never met them. Nobody has.
And there's a reason for that. They're hidden.
Hidden? We're the time agency. We have the whole of established history in our sights. There's nowhere they could hide.
No? What does the time agency do with paradoxes?
Ones we don't reverse? We seal them off inside their own little bubble universe, cauterize them so they don't infect the timelines.
That's what the 113th floor is. That's why it comes and goes. And that's where the real power behind the time agency are hiding. Outside time, outside this entire universe.
Oh, that is nuts. How could anyone even pull that off?
They had some help, a lot of outlaw technology, and one member of staff doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Shank?
No. You.
We've got a problem with Thane.
More processing. We can break him again. We can always break him.
No, not this time. It's too much of a mess. We need to cut him loose and tidy up after ourselves.
But we wouldn't like to be without an agent we can use. Thane has been useful.
Of course. As it happens, I have a perfect replacement in mind. Leave it with me. Send him in.
Chief?
Polenza, I've got a little job for you.
You've been a dumb assassin, killing anyone and everyone that got in the time agency's way, flitting through the vortex, setting up every element of their long game, and who knows what else.
Then they wipe my memory of it.
Precisely. It's been going on for over a year. 2 years in personal time.
I don't believe it. I mean, I do. If I needed someone to set all this up, I'd use me too. I'm the best there is.
You think they picked you because you were good? They picked you because you're a liability.
Whoa, what?
And so that if you ever did cotton on, nobody would believe you. Your entire career is one long string of misdemeanors. Who's going to believe a word of it if you start shouting about conspiracies? That's the whole point here. You're nothing to them, a disposable soldier, a tiny part of a much bigger plan.
What plan?
Imagine what you could achieve if you could see history as a whole. All of it. Everywhere. Then, stood in your safe little bubble universe where none of it could touch you, you began to manipulate. You can see the patterns, you know everything that's going to happen. And from that perspective, you could achieve anything.
Then one day you'd come back out of your little hidey hole and take your place as rulers of the universe.
Some people just don't know when they've got enough power. We'd be happy with a decent salary and healthcare. They want all of creation in the palms of their hands.
Oh, man, I need a drink. I need lots of drinks.
First, I need to tell you what we're going to do.
Oh, do you? Age makes you the boss of me, does it? Drinks. Now.
Fine. One more round.
And they just what? Devour things that move through time? You never actually saw one, not properly.
You don't see a harvester. Not until it's far too late. You feel them coming and then you run. If they get you, well, that's it. You're done.
Whoa.
Scariest thing. Oh, you've so much to look forward to.
Yeah. But why wait? They're still out there. Right now.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Get the thing, the beacon thing. Call them up and we'll buy them a drink. Then give me some of that. What do you call it? Retrofit?
Retcon.
Yeah, because if there's a one-night stand I never want to remember, it's one with a harvester. Oh. Hey, show me.
What?
The face. Come on, show me. Nobody's looking.
Fine.
Happy? Actually, yeah. You're hot. I mean, yeah, not as hot as me, but obviously, not quite, but... Listen, Blinovich limitation effect?
Vortex manipulators cancel it out. We're fine.
Completely fine?
See? Completely fine.
Only I was just thinking. You know, it's late and... You got somewhere to sleep tonight?
Whoa. Are you suggesting...
No. Of course not. Ah, that would be so weird. Really weird. You remember my access code, don't you?
Well, I guess a guy has to sleep somewhere.
Alarm off!
Oh, what time is it? Javik? Javik! Oh. So that's how it feels. Fine. Where's my... I'll find my... Oh, I am such an idiot. Both of me.
Kidding me. Time freeze? Here?
Agent Javik Pyotrathane.
Oh.
You are under arrest for conspiracy, embezzlement, and murder.
Really? But really?
Lie on the ground, hands behind your head. If you resist arrest, we have been authorized to use extreme force.
Positively encouraged, I'll bet. How many people did you bring?
Just lie on the ground.
What's that? Two skimmers? Maybe 60 an enforcement crew on each? Ooh, how dare you! It'll take more than that!
Do not run. Oh, what's the point?
No! Imperial Enforcement Agent. Shoot at everything and hope it includes your target. Ah! Miss me!
He's on the run, Chief.
Of course he's on the run. Did you expect anything else?
No.
Well then, you know what to do.
Chief. Computer, bring up street schematic. This is Executive Officer Palenza to Enforcement Team. He's going to aim for the intersection between 49th and 7th, then cut through there to Reagan Park. He'll be looking for cover and he'll want to get off the streets. I want a team of three agents placed on the entrance of the park, with the rest of you split into two waves, trapping him between you.
Anyway, what do you think I am, an amateur? Now, if I can just get as far as the river, I'll be golden.
Where is he?
No sign.
What do you mean, no sign? He's one man on foot, for God's sake. What about the tracers?
Triangulating now.
Well, get on with it.
Sir.
With respect, Chief, I'll keep you updated. I'm sure you're monitoring the operation closely.
Every word, Palenza. So maybe you might want to up your game.
Nice to be trusted. Why bother to call when you have us on satellite audio anyway?
Sir.
Oh, just get on with it. He'll have got past you into the park.
Excellent. How cold can the river be this time of the year?
Ooh. I want the whole farm reported and searched.
Guess I'm about to find out.
Every inch of this park is to be searched and scanned. I want Thane, and I want him now.
Computer, mute.
You trust this agent?
I trust that he knows what's good for him. His partner's trapped in long-term medical treatment.
He has something to lose.
A great deal, yes. And as long as he wants his husband to keep breathing, he'll do as we say. He's perfect.
Better than Thane.
Thane had his uses. You'd hardly be sat here without him.
True. Though I can't pretend I won't be glad to see the back of him. I never did like a man I couldn't control.
I've made the operation clear to Palenza. We don't want a body. We don't want a trial. We just want a corpse and a nice story we can tell about it.
And then we deal with Palenza?
Of course.
I almost wish I'd let them shoot me. I can't even feel my legs.
All agents, keep moving towards the perimeter. Will someone please tell me we have him on trace now?
Still no trace, sir.
What are you people for? Wait a minute. Of course.
Enough now. Please. While I still have some warmth left.
I tell you to put your hands up, but I guess that's a bit impractical.
Oh, hey, Krim. Just having a little dip. Why not join me? It's lovely in here. Not at all glacial.
All units, he's been spotted running up 52nd. Return to skimmers and intercept.
Oh, had to think for a minute there. I thought you were gonna stab me in the back.
Chief?
You've got him?
You're still monitoring me, yes?
Yes.
Then, with respect, Chief, stop stating the obvious. You know I've got him. He was using the cold of the river to mask his tracking signals.
So why have you cleared the enforcement team?
You stated no witnesses. Surely this is Nita, no?
Fine.
Do it now.
Do it now? What's happening here, Krim?
Sorry. She gave me no choice.
No choice about what? What are you going to do?
Save my husband, the only way I know how.
Oh, come on. How long have we known each other?
A long time. But he means the world to me. I'm sorry. I can't let him die.
Wait, seriously, don't do... Ah!
I've done it. He's dead. His body will be in the ocean by nightfall. Now I want something from you. I'm coming back there and I want the truth. I want the top floor. I want to see the people who really pay my wages and give me my orders. You owe me that much, at least.
Well?
I don't like this. How does he know about us?
Maybe Thane talked.
Then he definitely has to die. Quickly.
Maybe it's neater this way. If we kill him up here, he'll never be found again.
Fine. Do it.
Chief?
Your meeting is approved.
On my way.
Please place an e-card on the sensor. Please speak into the voice recognition scanner.
Krim Polenza.
Please pass through the bioscan gate.
Sure thing.
Thank you. Have a productive day.
Hundred-and-13th floor. Well, there's a thing.
He's here.
Hey, kids. Loving the penthouse.
Thane?
But we heard Polenza.
Oh, hearing Krim is easy.
See? Hi, Secret Evil Time Council. How are you today?
Shimmer! I borrowed it off a friend of mine. Wait, I have got to do this one. I can even sound like...
Oh, Magdalene Shank, Ice Queen and Misery Empress. Oh, Thane. Oh, Thane. I just want to kiss you, to touch you, to... Enough.
Wait. I want to know what he's done.
Well, for a start, I finally made my most solid argument yet about how voice recognition security sucks. I mean, our whole security system sucks, actually. You need to sync that stuff together. You got the right card, check. You got the right voice, check. Your bioscan on file, check. Does your bioscan match with the card or the voice? Oh, no idea. We don't cross-reference that sort of thing. So sloppy.
Noted. I'll have a subroutine added after I've killed you.
Try and do something about the elevator button, too. I mean, I know bubble universes can be a bit wiggy at times, but you really only want that appearing when you need it, you know? I shouldn't have seen that!
The causal bridge is flaky.
Duh, of course it is! Hi, guys! Council not saying much, are they?
You haven't given them much opportunity.
Oh, true. Always did love the sound of my own voice. If the rest of you weren't so dull, maybe I'd listen more.
What's happened to Polenza?
Oh, he's fine.
Hope that gave you enough time. Any longer and I'd frozen to death.
He's probably frozen solid by now. That'll teach him to steal from my wages.
What?
Oh, you probably didn't know about that. He's been skimming off my wages. Loads of people's, actually. He's kind of strapped for cash because his husband, some shakabalala thing. I don't remember his name. Nice guy, though. He's working his way through some medical problems.
We know.
Of course you do. Yeah, you do, because that's what you used to try to get him to kill me. Ha-ha! Luckily, we're a bit cleverer than that. He came to see me last night. What time is it?
Late. Sorry, can I come in?
No, I don't think so.
You've got company.
How can you tell?
You're not wearing any clothes, Javik.
Oh, yeah. kind of obvious, right? And I thought it was chilly.
Listen, Shank is getting me to send a team after you.
Oh, would you look at that view? You can see the whole of creation from here. Which I guess is kind of the point.
So you and Palenza planned this together?
Yeah, well, I did most of the heavy lifting. You know what he's like? We agreed I'd hide in the river, tracking equipment never could handle the cold. Then once he found me, we'd play everything out. Because obviously, you'd be listening. Ha ha ha! Then we'd swap.
All to get you here?
Well, yeah. I wanted to meet you guys. That is, if we haven't already met. Maglin keeps wiping my memories, you see.
Enough of this. Let me kill him.
No, he must have a plan. We are quite literally the masters of all time and space. He is nothing.
Speak for yourself.
He wouldn't dare come here without a plan.
You have read his file, yes?
Fair enough. I do tend to wing it a bit. Not this time, though.
No?
No. I came to bring you this.
A bomb? We need to get him out of here.
We should never have let him in.
It's not a bomb.
Oh, no?
No, because you love yourself far too much to blow yourself up with the rest of us.
You know, that is true. I am too beautiful to die, and actually, I have it on reliable authority that I lived through this.
Not that reliable, then.
Well, he was about the only person in the universe I'd ever listened to. So take that how you like it. Actually, what this is, this little teeny tiny thing, is a beacon.
So, that's the Harvesters. That's what they are. That's what they do. They feed off the most important people in the universe. So, I built this thing. It's a lure.
You're kidding?
Don't worry, it's not switched on. I wouldn't do that. Not here. Not yet. This is the thing I'm going to use to draw them in, to bring them to me when I know exactly how I'm going to deal with them. Now I think about it, it's really not the best plan. I've always been the kind of guy that just wings this kind of thing. More drinks! More dancing!
So yeah, beacon. I'll just put it there. You can turn it off now anyway. They've already heard it by now.
Why take the risk?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? All of this, really. I get it. You're sat up here in your own tiny little world, plotting, planning, building a universe that's you-flavored. But Maglin, I thought better of you.
What's the point of being able to control time if you don't take advantage of it? We have the tools to build worlds, empires. To have that and just strut around as jumped-up policemen? It's idiotic. It's a waste of the power. Yes, I was good. Now I'm going to reap the benefits.
Really? You think you can trust this lot to share?
You still don't get the scope of it, do you? We're talking about the entirety of time in known space. There's plenty to go around.
What was that?
Is it getting darker out there?
How can it be getting darker? It's the middle of the day.
Ooh, this sounds like them. The Harvesters. Here we go.
I stand by what I said. You wouldn't have done all this unless you had an out. There's no way you'd risk your own skin.
Oh, yeah, that. Anyone see an annoying, arrogant, yet astonishingly beautiful little idiot? Hey, decrepit me. Shall we go then?
Clear the room quickly.
Whoa there, you can't leave. You don't exist outside of here, remember? You put a lot of effort into making that happen. You made your bed, so lie in it. They got her. Yeah. Never mind.
They're here!
We off then? Good idea.
Help us, please!
We can pay you! We own Wong!
Press the button!
I know, old man, I know!
Quickly! Come on, come on, come on! Why is it not coming? The lift should have been right here!
Somebody else must have called it. I refuse to die in front of this idiot.
Beautiful idiot, young idiot, fabulous idiot.
No! Wait! We can't do this! Do you know who we are?
We rule everything, everywhere, everywhere! We are gods!
Get it! What are you doing?
Using my vortex manipulator. Trying to sever the causal bridge between the real universe and...
Well, that was fun. Fancy a few drinks? Fun? It was stupid. I had a whole plan. A good plan. And you just strolled in and made it up as you went along.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
That's not the point. You could have died up there, and then where would I be?
Well, not here lecturing me, that's for sure. Hey, do I really grow up to be so boring?
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have the chance to grow up at all.
Ooh, that is true. Okay, I'll give you that. Hey, first round, on me.
Worked then?
Of course it did. This is me we're talking about. Things always work out for me.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Look, about the money. I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, you better. Can't believe you did that to me. We're supposed to be best friends.
Really? Because sometimes I wonder about that. Be honest. Am I your friend? Or am I just the person you can show off to the most?
Hang on. I'm the injured party here. Why am I getting the hard time?
You're not, Javik. That's the point. You never do get the hard time. I'll pay you back as soon as I can.
See you.
You really don't care about anyone, do you?
Of course I do. I care about me a great deal. Here.
Please, tell me I've changed.
You have. You've become a bit boring. Hey, fancy a dance?
How come I didn't remember you stole the beacon and the shimmer? Or what happened back there with the harvesters? How come I don't remember any of this?
Oh, that's easy. I didn't just steal them.
No?
No. I stole some of your retcon, too. It's in our drinks.
You did what?
Don't worry about it, Granddad. We all get slower as we grow old.
You insufferable, arrogant, stupid...
Oh, give it a rest. You wanted to use me, didn't you?
Oh.
You had your big plan. Well, you should have known better. Nobody plays me, not even me. Now drink up. Let's make this all worthwhile.
What do you mean?
Well, there are so many things in life we don't do because we just know we'll regret them in the morning. Well... we won't remember them come the morning. Race you to the dance floor, old man.
I've changed. I have. Oh, please tell me I have. Ah, to hell with it. Anything you can do.